Your Daily Scholarship is brought to you by EE College Essays, helping you identify and communicate your unique personal strengths through your college essays. Find me at www.eecollegeessays.com and follow me at EE College Essays on Facebook and Instagram for tips and advice on essays and college admissions.
This is Dave, the Scholarship Coach, with Your Daily Scholarship for Sunday, April 7th, 2024. Listeners of a certain age will remember those motivational posters that corporate America plastered around their cubicle-filled offices in the late 90s and early 2000s. I always hated those things. So when I worked in corporate America right out of college, I put up my own demotivational sign in my cubicle, which read, "Hard work often pays off after time, but laziness always pays off now." I'm a natural procrastinator. However, procrastination really is the enemy when it comes to winning scholarships. In fact, despite the fact that my son won his first scholarship as a high school junior, I often tell people that I wish we had started even sooner. I know that he would have won even more scholarships if we had. So when it comes to scholarships, I see two types of procrastination, and both are costing students and families money. The first scholarship procrastination problem that I see is that parents wait far too long to begin the process of encouraging their students to apply for scholarships. Just yesterday, I had a parent email me asking for help in funding their $50,000 college budget shortfall for their high school senior. While this student can certainly win some scholarships between now and graduating college, the truth is that they've missed the bulk of their scholarship opportunities. There are many reasons why students should begin applying for scholarships as early as possible. First, and obviously, the whole reason students apply for scholarships is to get money for college. It just makes sense that the earlier a student starts with scholarships, the more money they can earn. Listen to what this parent of one of my scholarship coaching students had to say about starting early with scholarships.
Hello, I'm here today to tell you about our experience with NoDebtCollege.com. We started using NoDebtCollege.com last summer for our freshmen. We had our freshmen do the scholarship camp and really enjoyed and learned a lot from that. And so we started using the consulting services through NoDebtCollege.com. And I'm pleased to say that our freshman and our fourth grader have both received $2,500 college scholarships. And so that's just wonderful that at this young age, I didn't realize that underneath a senior in high school that a lot of scholarship funds were available. And I'm here to let you know that there are a lot of scholarships available for under seniors in high school. There's less, but it's never too early to start, and both of our kids have some money put away for college well before their senior year.
Okay, reason number two that parents should encourage their students to start applying for scholarships earlier is that winning scholarships is an excellent resume enhancer. This can be especially helpful for students trying to stand out in their college applications, which brings me to the next reason to apply for scholarships sooner. Scholarships and college applications are very similar. They're often looking for the same qualities in their candidates and even ask students to write similar essays. Students who have written scholarship essays and completed scholarship applications are far better prepared to apply for college compared to other students. Reason number four. One reason students who apply for scholarships at an earlier age are better prepared for the college application process is that they've gained experience writing essays, especially essays about themselves. The only way to become a better writer is to write. Scholarships give students an opportunity to become better writers. As the saying goes, practice makes perfect. Reason number five, do you want your student to succeed in college? If so, they should apply for scholarships. Students who put in the time and effort to apply for scholarships have skin in the game. They've made sacrifices to fund college, and thus they take their college experience much more seriously than students who are using student loans or students who have their college paid for by their parents. Reason number six, successfully applying for scholarships is a skill that takes time to master. During a student's senior year of high school, they will have literally hundreds, maybe thousands of scholarship opportunities. However, students who wait until their senior year, or worse, until the spring of their senior year, to apply for scholarships don't give themselves the time it takes to master the application process. So, not only do procrastinators miss the earlier scholarship opportunities, but they're also less likely to win scholarships that they actually apply for. The other scholarship procrastination problem I see is that too many students wait until the last minute to complete their scholarship applications. None of us produce our best results when we're rushed. Sure, spelling and grammar issues can be quickly corrected by computer, assuming the student remembers to do so, but it takes time to brainstorm ideas and to eloquently express them in an essay. While it's true that students who've been applying for scholarships for a longer period of time will have a body of essays that they can pull from for their last-minute scholarship applications, that doesn't eliminate the other problem of waiting until the last minute. Life happens. Students get sick, there are family emergencies, and websites go down. By waiting until the last minute, students run the risk of missing the deadline because of unforeseen circumstances. The last 24 hours before the submission deadline are when scholarship websites see the most traffic. More than once, I've seen scholarship websites go down during their last-minute rush. Scholarship providers are under no obligation to extend the deadline, even if their website fails. In fact, here's the language one scholarship posts on their website. Quote, "The scholarship provider assumes no responsibility for applicants' last-minute technical submission issues." So time is not on your side. There are two ways in which parents, guardians, and students can better leverage their time to earn scholarships to pay for college. First, start applying for scholarships now. There are scholarship opportunities for elementary, middle, and first and second year high school students. While the volume of scholarships available to younger students is not as great as it is for seniors, getting into the habit of applying for scholarships at a young age gives students the practice they need to succeed later on. Plus, they might actually win some money to put away for college. If you have a student in the high school class of 2025, now is the perfect time for them to start their scholarship journey. In fact, there's a full tuition scholarship that is open for high school juniors right now. The early application deadline for this scholarship is in about 6 weeks, so that gives students enough time to put together a solid application. If your student meets the requirements to apply for the Brian Cameron Scholarship, and you would like someone to coach them for the rest of their high school scholarship journey, check out my scholarship coaching for the Class of 2025 program. Space is limited, so don't delay. Go to nodebtcollege.teachable.com and look for the scholarship coaching for the Class of 2025 program. Or if you have a younger high school student, check out the scholarship coaching for high school freshmen and sophomores program so that your student can get an even longer head start on funding their college dreams. Secondly, encourage your students to apply for scholarships regularly. The most common question I get from parents is, how much time should my student spend applying for scholarships? Obviously, the answer depends on the student's age. For young students, just having them apply for one or two scholarships per year is fantastic. By middle school and the first couple of years of high school, I'd love to see a student applying for a new scholarship at least every 3 months. But by the middle of a student's junior year of high school, I think a good rule of thumb is that a student should spend either 30 minutes per day or 3 hours per week working on scholarships. Of course, more is better, but for most students, this allows them to have enough time to still excel in school, participate in extracurricular activities, and have a social life. So, are you too late? Well, I do have some good news for those of you who are late to getting started on your scholarship journey. While students should start applying for scholarships as early as possible, there are still scholarship opportunities all the way through college. In fact, I'm scheduling time with the parent of a high school senior with the $50,000 budget shortfall that I mentioned previously to give them some guidance on how they can find and win scholarships. So the only time it's really too late to apply for scholarships is once you've graduated college. So no matter where you are in your educational career, start applying for scholarships today. Again, if you'd like my help applying for scholarships, go to nodebtcollege.teachable.com to learn about my various scholarship coaching programs.